Good morning, Lee.
And you got some details regarding the Ramsar site. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. So the Ramsar Convention recognises wetlands of international significance, and the Bollinger Bay wetlands are up for Ramsar recognition once again. They were up about 20 years ago, but the call didn't quite go ahead. There are a few issues going on there that have all likely been sorted out, and now Dr. Vishnu Prahalad was in the town last week for a convention explaining why he believes that the wetlands are definitely of international significance. He says he believes they're the most important wetlands in Tasmania, and he would like to see the area recognised for that to ensure it is treated correctly. He did mention, however, that his push for the Ramsar listing for Bollinger Bay has nothing to do with anything going on in the political climate at the moment. He says it's nothing to do with that. It's strictly environmental and apolitical, and he would like to see the region recognised as much as it should be to ensure that it's treated correctly and that the government is putting the funding in place to make sure that the area is protected. So you can read about everything Mr. Vishnu has to say on page 3 of this week's paper.
And you have a health diagnosis for a young circular head lady, Rebecca Krushka.
Yeah, absolutely. So this story is quite a tragic one. Rebecca, at the age of 22, was diagnosed with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. Since then, that diagnosis has been upgraded. She's really, really struggling. She's got plenty of grey matter brain lesions in her brain at the moment that are getting worse and worse. She's paralysed down the left side from the waist down. Her bowel and bladder are no longer functioning. She's really, really struggling. But fortunately, she has qualified for life-saving surgery in Mexico. She'll be able to fly to Mexico and have a stem cell transplant, which could potentially reverse the damage in her brain caused by those grey matter brain lesions. The only unfortunate thing is that it will cost $125,000. But she's booked in at the end of February next year. She'll be going over to have the surgery, which has a 50-50% survival rate. And she's very optimistic that all things will go well. And then she will turn a corner after that surgery. So our thoughts and prayers are with Beck's family.
Well, we've got a nice story here. The Tasmanian Community Fund has provided, $1.15 million worth of funding to a lot of projects around the states for well-being through community infrastructure, and one includes Windara Support Services.
Yeah, certainly. So a lot of people have been asking a lot of questions. The church on Goldie Street in Circular Head was sold probably about 3 or 4 months ago, and since then everyone's kind of been wondering what's going to happen to the church. Are they knocking it down? Are they renovating it? What's going on? Windara has purchased that site. They got $150,000 as part of that grant scheme that you just mentioned, Lee, and they've told us all the plans they have for the space in this week's paper. So you have to pick up a copy and read it on page 9.
And a bit of cricket in the sporting pages. Bit of a mixed day for Captain Aaron Tuxworth. He led from the front with a century, but unfortunately his side went down.
Oh, yeah, this game was an absolute cracker. It was Stars versus West Ridgely. They were both very close on the ladder, playing for a spot inside the top four, lost on the line. The Stars bat first, and Aaron Tuxworth was in pretty good nick. He bat all the way through, 106 not out, at a pretty decent click as well. He often gets criticised for his slow batting style, but he looked good on his way to 106 not out. Picture of Jotham Sayward there. He picked up a nice 15 runs in a hurry as well. He hit back-to-back fours, but after a long day with the bat, it was not the Stars who had the last laugh. In response, there was a batsman who picked up more than 120 runs, absolutely chanceless. It was some kind of innings. It was very well put together. He just did not look likely to get out at any stage, and the Stars were very narrowly defeated in that match. So that was very disappointing, especially for Aaron Tuxworth. Pretty rough to open the batting, pick up 100 runs, walk off, not out, and still lose the match. So that was unfortunate for him. But still plenty of other cricket headlines across Circular Head. The Marawar Bulls have gone top of the ladder after Daljeet Mann picked up 7 wickets against TC. The Bulls set a very blistering total of 173 before Daljeet bowled out throughout a combine for 50 in 11 overs, which was pretty incredible to see. And in the other match, the Forest Stanley Demons play the Irishtown Shamrocks. The Demons were victorious in that match, but it was another close one. Tyler Cato got 56. Ian Bruce picked up 45 runs as well. And for the Shamrocks, there were also plenty of run scorers as well. Les Lambert got 38 runs. Jake Russell picked up 15. So plenty to read about in this week's paper.
Yeah, plenty of sport in the pages of this week's Circular Head Chronicle, which is available right now. Thanks for delivering it again. And we might catch up for the final time for 2021 next Thursday morning after 7, Isaac Poposky.
No worries at all. Thanks for that, Lee.